A Bloomington father who contracted COVID-19 says he's frustrated by those who don't wear masks and disappointed his alma mater, ISU, brought students back to town.
What is this going to look like soon? I don't think our community is going to have as many freedoms as we have gotten used to.
That's Jason Borkhart. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Thursday, August 27th. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with how many Bloomington Normal kids will no longer get the free school meals they've been getting since the start of the pandemic. More from Eric Stock.
The USDA put all students on the free meal plan at the start of the pandemic, including the summer. But as schools reopened, many of them virtually, the federal agency reversed course and now has schools charging those families that typically pay the reduced or full price based on financial need. District 87's Director of School Nutrition, Caroline Boboka, says she's written Congress asking the USDA to reconsider.
Many families have been impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. A lot of them are in different job situations. They may not have the income that they previously had.
More than half of District 87 students already get free lunches. Unit 5 Director of Food Services Joanna Rewerts says tracking those charges for each family is a challenge, especially since the district is doing meal pickups and deliveries during remote learning.
They have created more work on the back end of things. The nice thing is that we've used technology, thankfully.
Families now have to fill out a form online.
The meal order form is definitely a big change for us, is that we've kind of turned ourselves into like a curbside restaurant, essentially.
Rewert says any family that faces financial hardship can apply for a free or reduced cost meal at any time. About a third of Unit 5 students already qualify. More than half of District 87 students already receive free lunches. And District 87's Caroline Boboka says she's noticed fewer families are picking up meals now that they are no longer free.
We would imagine that if we were still offering free meals, that we would have more students coming to pick up meals.
Boboka says the policy change also reduces the district's federal reimbursement and restores more strict meal planning guidelines. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here's some other stories we've been following in the WGLT newsroom. McLean County's testing positivity rate has climbed to 8.2%. 50 new cases were reported yesterday, almost all of them in their late teens or 20s. The county could soon be placed at a state warning level. Illinois State University reported 80 new student cases of COVID in the past 2 days, now has 393 cases. Illinois Wesleyan added 10 new cases, bringing its total to 50. And Mayor Chris Koos of Normal says he's running for another term next year. Koos narrowly defeated challenger Mark Tiratilli last time around, and Tiratilli says he's running again too. Koos has been mayor since 2003. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. When Jason Borkhart of Bloomington learned of his positive COVID-19 test result last week, he panicked, but not for himself, for his 8-month-old daughter.
She had RSV when she was only 2 months old, and that would be in February. And that's something that affected her lungs. and she had to go into the pediatric ICU. Like, she was in the hospital for a few days on a respirator. And so that was really, really scary for us. And so as soon as I got that result for something that affects your lungs, my mind immediately went towards her, right? Is she going to be okay? Oh, my goodness, I've been breathing on her. So the first result was panic.
You okay?
Then it was, okay, what do we need to do?
So far, they've been doing relatively well. Jason and his wife, Brittany, also have a 3-year-old daughter. Jason is the only one of the four who's tested positive, though everybody has had symptoms at some point, starting with their oldest daughter. Jason is one of nearly 1,200 people in McLean County who's contracted COVID since March. Like many of them, he's not sure where he got it, and he never got sick enough to be hospitalized. But it's still no walk in the park. They feel kind of trapped.
And I'm positive until I'm out of my quarantine, right? So they have to do essentially 24 days of quarantine because their timers don't start until mine ends.
Jason says he was disappointed that his alma mater, Illinois State University, invited students back to campus. That's a decision that's contributed to a recent spike in cases locally. Jason says that the spike affects more than just campus, pointing to the McLean County Health Department's strained contact tracing efforts. Jason learned of his positive test result on August 18th, but he didn't hear from a contact tracer until 4 days later.
And that was like 300 cases ago. What is this going to look like soon? I don't think our community is going to have as many freedoms as we have gotten used to.
Before contracting COVID-19, Jason says his family was responsible about precautions, but they weren't shut-ins. Jason and Brittany both work from home for State Farm. Jason says he typically would only go out to go to the grocery store. They only saw the kids' grandparents a couple of times. After their isolation periods end, though, the Borcharts will have a freedom that few of us have, an ability to go places without worrying about contracting COVID for the first time.
Maybe we get on a plane now, or maybe we go, we're just less worried day to day because at least for the next few months, we're immune, right? Or so that's what everything says. We've tried to look at that positive of being on the other side of, we're looking forward to going to Raider Farm and not worried about how many people are there.
Jason says having COVID has not really changed what he thinks about the importance of masks and social distancing.
Knowing how careful we were and the fact that we still got it, and you walk around town and you see people not wearing masks and not doing the due diligence, it adds an additional level of frustration. You think about, okay, whether you believe you need to wear it or not, whether you believe it's going to help or not, it's kind of the socially responsible thing to do, right? So if you walk into a grocery store and you see 99 people wearing a mask, and you see a sign that's saying, please wear one, and you think to yourself, no, I'm not going to do that, you're kind of a jerk, right?
One change he has made? Well, Jason runs a server where his family and friends can watch some of their movie collection. He recently added a pre-roll ad, this little video commercial for Governor Pritzker's All In Masks campaign. You can't skip it if you want to watch a movie. Small victories. Before we let you go, there is a special meeting of the Bloomington Normal Human Relations Commission tonight at 6:30, focused on police funding. It'll be available to watch online. That is it for today. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.